Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Four of the newspapers this morning leading with this horrific incident in Uros in County Wexford. So I'll just bring you the front pages. We have the Irish Daily Star, girl 8 killed protecting her mam. The Irish Daily Mirror, girl 8 stabbed to death. And then the Irish Sun has girl 8 killed trying to save her mum. And the Irish Daily Mail, girl died trying to save mother in home stabbing. So an 8-year-old girl was stabbed to death as she tried to protect her mother from an assault in her own home. Malika Al-Khatib, I think is how you pronounce her name. Hopefully I got that right. No offence if I didn't, apologies. But I think it's Malika Al-Khatib who died yesterday from injuries she sustained at a house in Uros, County Wexford, leaving her family inconsolable and the community numbed. As we heard, she suffered the injuries at around 11:45pm on Sunday night, and Gardaí on the scene first gave her medical attention before the paramedics arrived, but unfortunately brought to hospital in Waterford, where she later died. Her mother received non-life-threatening injuries and was last night in hospital. The man, the suspect, is understood to be originally from Kuwait, who suffered self-inflicted injuries, and he also was being treated in hospital last night, we understand, under armed guard. So that's the front of four of the papers this morning. Obviously, the election back on the front pages again today. The Irish Independent, Labour TDs split over talks for coalition with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So it would seem that there is a split in the Labour Party over the prospect of going into government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So some are urging Ivana Bacic to ignore Micheál Martin and Simon Harris if they try and get her party into a coalition. However, then you've people like Alan Kelly going on the news insisting that the party should return to government and that you can't be on the sidelines. You have to get stuck in and play the game and all those other sorts of sporting analogies. Apparently, according to the Irish Independent, Ivana Bacic herself is cooling on the idea of sharing power. I'm sure they had a look at the Green Party and saw completely wiped out apart from one seat for Roderick O'Gorman. So they're very aware of that. They're aware of when Labour was in power and the amount of seats lost after that. So it seems there's a split in the Labour Party about going into government. Marie Sherlock, the new TD in Dublin, was on Up Front with Katie Hannan on RTÉ last night. And I see that she said that basically they will not be going in to government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael by themselves. So Labour, under no, she can see no circumstances where Labour would go into government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael on their own. She'd want, yeah, Labour and Social Democrats and other different parties involved in it. So a lot of soul searching for the Labour Party. The Irish Times, Fine Gael will insist on parity of esteem in new coalition. We're already worried about the junior coalition partners here and talking about Labour and things like that. We have to sort out Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil first, though, because it seems like Fine Gael want to be treated the same as Fianna Fáil, even though they've left seats, less seats. The Irish Times says Fine Gael will insist on parity of esteem with Fianna Fáil on the basis of any coalition agreement. So that would mean rotating Taoiseach. So Fine Gael are saying don't assume that because we've less seats that we won't want rotating Taoiseach, or that Simon Harris will go straight away and give Taoiseach to Micheál Martin. So Fine Gael wants parity of esteem. Very hard to do parity of esteem when Fianna Fáil have 48 seats and Fine Gael have 38. You are the junior partner then, surely. And I heard talk in the RDS at the weekend that Fianna Fáil would be 6 seats would be the limit. So if Fine Gael had 6 seats less to them, they'd still be rotating Taoiseach. Now 10 is a bit of a stretch from 6, but maybe Fianna Fáil will go, even though Fine Gael have 10 seats less than us, that they will have rotating Taoiseach and that they'll be treated the same. Try sell that to Fianna Fáil people down the country, though, who'll go, hold on, we've 10 seats more, and yet Fine Gael are the same as us. So Fine Gael is going to insist on that. Also on the front of the Irish Times, a record number of decisions on Irish citizenship have been made this year. A lovely ceremony in Killarney yesterday. More people receiving their Irish citizenship today in the INEC, and official data regarding applications indicate that more than 30 30,000 citizenship decisions have been made, up from 20,000 last year, and it's nearly double the total for 2022. So we've a record number of people getting Irish citizenship. Of those being granted citizenship, people from India represent the highest number, followed by the UK, Brazil and Romania. And the counties where these people live, Dublin, Cork, Kildare, Galway, Fermanagh had the lowest number at fewer than five, followed by County Tyrone as well. Now, inside the papers, a frightening report from the Irish Independent. Almost one in seven Irish people believe that a woman is at least partially responsible if she suffers sexual violence while under the influence of drink or drugs. This is new EU-wide research published by the European Commission on Attitudes Towards Violence Against Women. And 13% of people here in Ireland agree that women who are sexually assaulted while drinking or using drugs are partially to blame for what happened. God, we've a long road to go, don't we? The joint seventh lowest rate across the EU 27 member states and below the EU average of 16%. The level of belief that women who are under the influence of alcohol or drugs are at least partially responsible if they experience a sexual assault ranges from 8% in Sweden, and 46% of people in Latvia think that the woman is some way responsible if she's had drink or drugs. And a fifth of Irish people think that women exaggerate claims of sexual abuse. Read more about that in the Irish Independent. Now, also in that paper, a high-profile former politician is due in court charged as part of a migrant trafficking operation. The Dublin-based man is facing one charge of facilitating the entry of illegal immigrants into the state, and then a second charge of possessing child pornography. And the man has left politics, working in a separate sector, and he enjoys a high profile both during his time in politics and after leaving office, according to Robin Schiller in the Irish Independent. Elsewhere, I know a lot of people are vegan for different reasons. One reason is for the environment. Well, the Times of London tells us that vegans hoping to save the planet should stick to eating beans and avoid alternatives like fake burgers or almond milk. This is a report by Oxford University looking at vegan foods, and popular products designed for vegans were found to be relatively bad for the environment. Oat milk, almond milk and veggie burgers, all bad for the environment. Some fake meat, like veggie bacon, it got a worse overall score than the pork bacon it's designed to replace. So if you're vegan for saving the planet, well, actually, that's not a very good idea. Almond milk was worse for the environment than dairy milk, according to this report by Oxford University. And a final story, as we are in the lead up to Christmas, there's an interesting survey in The Star that over 60% of homeowners will carry out work on their home before Christmas. I thought putting up the decorations was enough work, never mind doing house chores or big DIY jobs. Two-thirds of people are setting aside a specific budget, delighted they have the money, a specific budget for a festive home makeover. This is according to new research from Chadwicks, which just so happens to provide the products that these people may want for their makeover. And we're also told a third of homeowners will spend up to €3,000 on home repairs, with painting and decorating the number one job. That's followed by hanging up photos. Well, this is hardly big DIY work now if you're painting or sticking up a photo, or fixing broken handles on doors. 34%, a lot of people have broken doors apparently. 34% of people surveyed are going to fix broken hinges or door handles. And of the 1,000 people surveyed by Chadwicks, the arrival of family and friends is the key driver of a Christmas home makeover. Read more about that in The Star.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.